The party congress is thought to last for a week, but past congresses have differed in time, and the final outcome has often been a matter of intense speculation. The once-in-five-year event is regarded as a milestone in party history where policy may be consolidated or radically changed. Leadership positions are being re-established or turned around. The ultimate goal is to show China's 1.3 billion people that its leading party is in charge of the country and in unity. Michael Dillon, veteran China watcher and author of, among others, a book on the father of China's current economic policy, Deng Xiaoping, says that this Congress will be a bit different.
What is different is the focus on Xi Jinping. The whole leadership structure that we have now is very recent. And under Hu Jintao and his premier Wen Jiabao, there was much more emphasis on collective leadership. What we're getting now is a miniature version, perhaps a toned-down version, of the sort of cult of personality that was growing certainly in the 1960s under Mao, much more focus on Xi Jinping himself, photographs of him, paintings of him, quotations by him. And there is this concern that this indicates that China is moving away from a relatively collective leadership to one dominated by an individual again.
Willy Waller Plum of the Chinese University of Hong Kong agrees.
Intellectuals in Beijing have called the Party Congress a coronation of Xi Jinping as emperor for life. So without doubt, the 2000-odd candidates have confirmed Xi Jinping's status as the Mao Zedong of the 21st century. So Xi Jinping's tight control over the party, including the fact that the Xi Jinping faction, his own political faction, has emerged as the most powerful faction of the party, will ensure that he has even more powers than before. And it's possible that he will break with tradition and serve for at least 15 years until 2027, if not 20 years until 2032. So what we are witnessing is a restitution of many of the Maoist values of the Cultural Revolution, including a horrendous personality cult, the concentration of powers in the hands of just one person, namely the strongman Xi Jinping, and also the party's enhanced control over most aspects of Chinese life, ranging from the internet, the universities, and even business enterprises.
Meanwhile, relations with the United States may become tenser as Xi Jinping consolidates its power.
With Xi Jinping's powers enhanced by the Party Congress, it is very unlikely that he will make a concession to the U.S. when Donald Trump comes to visit China in November. I think Xi Jinping will stick to his long-standing argument that North Korea is not the responsibility of China. So he will urge President Trump to exercise more caution regarding the war games, military maneuvers held in South Korea. Xi Jinping will also express the opposition to the installation of American anti-missile systems such as the THAAD system, which Beijing claims threatens China's national security. So it is likely that the North Korean problem will continue to fester, that there are no good solutions. The tense situation, the standoff between Washington and Pyongyang will continue. The Chinese will only play the role of a possible go-between both sides. But whether this potential acts of mediation by Beijing is successful is very doubtful.
The Party Congress will be followed by the first plenum of the 20th Central Committee that will present its policy for the years to come.